All right. Good evening and hello, everyone around the world. This is your host, Mary Haswood Fernandez of Leadership Legacies and Legends Unleash, the podcast. You know, they are heroes from every walk of life. Some are in the pulpit, some of our teachers, some are our parents. And Leadership Legacies and Legends Unleash was designed to showcase those amazing everyday heroes. Let's get right to our episode tonight. We're so excited to have a nonprofit organization, and it's called Trinity Ladies of Distinction Incorporated. They're about to have a very big, important event, and I'm so excited to have the honor to sponsor their episode and to present them to you today. So we want to get to know a little bit about the ladies, a little bit about their organization, and about their event. And ladies, when you're ready for me to put up that share screen, I'll be ready. So I'm introducing you to tonight, representing the Trinity Ladies of Distinction, Mrs. Savina Lindsay and Miss Sonia Bess. So ladies, who would like to go first? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Just wave your hand and go for it.
Yes. Hey, no worries. How are you doing? Thank you so much again, Miss Fernandez, for having us on your podcast on today. As you said, my name is Sonia Best. I'm one of the members of Trinity's Ladies of Distinction. We have been in operation for several years. Our nonprofit, though, started back in 2019, where initially we were focusing on women's empowerment to domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Helped out with several schools. We've helped out with homelessness, adopted spots and things of that nature for the community. This year, we wanted a different spin on it because we've seen that a lot of us have dealt with domestic violence, sexual assault awareness, that it's like few to none. So we wanted to, you know, let the women know and men, since we see that it is gender neutral, that we are standing in solidarity with them. And we wanted to make sure that this walk happened this year and, you know,
make an impact. Sounds wonderful to me. You sound like you guys have really spread your love and your support quite wide, and I'm very pleased to hear of the details. Miss Savina Lindsay, tell us about your role and what's going on with the organization and this event.
Well, this event is called Walk a Mile in Our Shoes, and I'm so excited that this is our first year of doing this event for community awareness against domestic violence, rape against all genders. This event will be held on April the 8th at 357 Edwin Boulevard, and that is the Fleet Reserve Association. Our walk will commence across the street at Mount Trashmore, and everybody walk in solidarity to make awareness, like I say, for domestic violence.
Amen, amen. I'm so excited. I plan to be there, and I'm looking forward to this beautiful logo and design that you have. I have a split screen I'd like to share with everyone. That way people can definitely remember to look at the podcast and be able to get the exact notes off of there or download it. And ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to find this podcast on Apple, Spotify, all your favorite listening sites. And then they're going to have YouTube appearance over on my channel on YouTube, and it'll be available with a special link. And I'm challenging you to be early to register for their premiere of this episode that will go live right as soon as possible so that we can get and rally you all a lot more support and visibility, because women empowerment, helping women to step into their gifts and to be conquerors instead of victims. And I am very aware of the domestic violence in the world today, and how I think in 2020, when we were all home, did they say that number increased? Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's affecting not only the women. What are the ramifications of a battered woman raising a family? Can you speak to that?
Well, yes, I can. I can speak to it because I'm a product of that. And this is something that is very dear to my heart. I am a survivor. It's unfortunate it happened when I was away from home, which most of the time they try to isolate you. And that's what I was. But I still had my family and they were there for me. But yes, this is just such an important topic that needs to be talked about, because some women don't have that out. Some people don't have anyone to talk to, or they're afraid, or they're embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So I'm truly excited about getting this message out to the community regarding this issue.
Amen. Amen. And could you, I'm not sure how much expertise you all have in the depths of this issue of domestic violence, but how do you think it impacts the children as a whole? Anyone want to speak to that, Ms. Sonia?
Well, I would have to say, you know, from the military standpoint, because in the military, I did help out. I was an advocate for domestic violence. Mm-hmm. They had the family advocacy program. Mm-hmm. And we saw a lot where the children were affected. I think the parents thought that, mm-hmm. you know, because it wasn't doing it in front of them per se, mm-hmm. that they, but I realized in that a lot of them were affected mentally, you know, so where you think that they're suffering in silence, some of the children will, you know, tend to like cut themselves, or, you know, they would isolate themselves from other kids. You know, you start seeing the term bully happen in school, mm-hmm. because it was, you know, if mom do it, or if daddy's doing it to mommy, or, you know, mommy's doing it to daddy or whomever, you know, I can do it too. Like that was a term of endearment with domestic violence with the children. So yes, I've seen a lot, you know, where it has affected the child. Yes.
I shared that military experience with you as well. I was an ombudsman.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the term. And I saw a lot of young wives away from home for the first time, isolated, no parents. And sometimes it was domestic violence in the homes. And sometimes it was just pure fear of everything, right. and everyone around them. And the children, I've noticed volunteering with the children in schools, I've noticed sometimes you question what's going on in the home of that child because they act out. And right. their behavior extends to things that only an adult would say or do. So maybe they've seen something at home.
Right.
So this really, you know, touches my heart that this event is going to be located Fleet Reserve Association, 357 yes, Edwin Drive, Virginia Beach, Virginia. And let me put up this flyer so that if there's anything we left out that we'll be able to share. So who would like to talk about this flyer here and make sure nothing's been left out?
Want to, Sonia?
Oh, no, she said go to Sonia. No, so again, the flyer is Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. We, as it says, we come out as we walk together, stopping rape, sexual assault, and gender violence. The one thing that it does not have on there is the link to register to walk. Now, that link you can find, and we do have a Facebook page, Late 20s Ladies of Extinction, where we are sharing that to be able, you know, register to walk. But even if you don't register on that form, we do ask that you contact the women that we have listed, which is my own sister here, Sister Savina Lindsay. Mm-hmm. She's on there, or Shanika McClammy, and they can ensure that you're signed up for the walk.
All right. Well, our podcast team will make sure that under your podcast on YouTube, as well as over on the listening sites, that we will have the link for the form to register. Is there a fee?
No, ma'am.
Oh,
nope.
Right. This is awesome. Ooh. Is there any way people who want to donate, what would they do if they wanted to donate and help your organization?
Oh, see, I'm so glad that you said that. Yeah. So we have a place to be able to donate. I will make sure that you have, they call it being in my brain just went so
help
far.
The brow code.
Yes.
Okay.
We do have those codes, so we can make sure that we drop it on there as well, so they can send a donation that way.
Outstanding.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll have time to get that to my team, and we'll make sure
yes.
that is posted as well.
Yes,
also,
ma'am.
I see the walkamileinhershoes.org. Is that where they go to learn more?
Yes, ma'am. That is what they learn more about, the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Yes, ma'am.
Outstanding. I think we've covered everything to make sure we get the word out that this beautiful organization, Trinity's Ladies of Distinction, is doing a wonderful nonprofit. They are a nonprofit, but they're doing a awareness event to address women. Let's see, you say come out as we walk together in stopping rape, sexual assault, and gender violence. Because if we educate people that we care, someone cares, there's organizations and systems out there who want to help, because this is our world, this is our next generation, and we're sisters all across the board wanting to reach out to another woman and another sister. I think we're about to wrap up. There's anything else you guys want to cover or bring to my attention?
Yes, I did want to also mention that there will be vendors at this event that will have information and pamphlets for the public if they need help, redirection, or just more information on how to help or need someone to talk to. There will be some vendors out there to help them out with that.
Educate them. So right. I was hoping that they were going to be there to help give us information so we can take home. I praise the Lord that I've never experienced domestic violence myself, but I am a community activist and I like reaching out and making a difference. You guys give me a voice. You give me something to champion, because you just want to make a difference in the world, because how blessed we are. There's a neighbor or a sister or somebody who might be screaming for help, and you're giving us the tools to make the difference. So I think that's about it. You sure you guys got everything in?
I think
I'm good.
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, I think, you know, Vina's excited as well. You know, she said this is our inaugural walk. Next year, it may not be Walk a Mile. It might be Stepping Heavy. We don't know.
Yes.
Just know that we want to, you know, stand, like you said, stand in solidarity, make the awareness out there. A lot of us suffer in silence, but we just want our sisters to know and our brothers to know, hey, we got you. We're walking with you and all will be well.
All will be well. Awesome.
So come on out.
Woo, they're going to come on out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Mary Haswood Fernandez, your host and CEO and founder of Women in Help and Influence and the podcast. So today you've heard from Trinity Ladies of Distinction. I want you to know that we'll have a link to the premiering of this episode, and we're going to ask that you download, that you like, follow, and subscribe to the channel. We plan on doing another a follow-up as to how these ladies did and how the event went. And I'd love to have them back sometime in the future. So we're signing out. Wherever you are in the world, we thank you for listening. We really appreciate you. And don't forget to check back in for more details on Spotify, Apple, or your favorite listening sites, and definitely on my YouTube channel. So you all have a good day and a good evening wherever you are in the world. And we thank you for tuning in. And we thank our guests. We're just so pleased to have had you today. God bless you all, and we'll see you soon. So I'm going to end this podcast, and goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.